Murray Ball, creator of Footrot Flats, has made it in Australia, where Wall, Cooch, the dog and the rest are coming in ahead of such cartoon notables as Charlie Brown and Blondie. James Weir asked Mr. Ball how he felt about his success.
It's very flattering. You've caught me a bit on the hop. I didn't realise it. They must have phoned all my fans, I think. I don't know how they take these surveys, but only goes to show how untrue they can be.
Why do you think the cartoon is so popular?
Well, if I knew why it was so popular, I'd do another one. I really don't know, to be honest. It's very nice that it is, but if it suddenly wasn't, I wouldn't know how to change it to make it popular again. I really don't know. I just fire in the dark and hope I hit something.
Do you change the cartoon at all for export?
No, it's not changed at all.
Are you applying for any export incentives?
I don't know. You'd have to talk to my accountant about that.
Just going back to the cartoon itself, where did you get the idea for the dog from?
Well, as in most characters, they're composites, but the dog is basically, from my experiences, being a general rouseabout and dog's body on my relations farms, and I got a dog's eye view there, I think. They were very good to me and fed me well and looked after me, but it gave me a look from underneath as opposed to looking down, I think.
Do you have plans to try and sell it in other countries like England and America?
Well, I have an agent that's working in Australia. He's an Australian agent, and he handles all my overseas stuff. As a matter of fact, he's on his way over to America now, but whether it'll go there, I don't know. The Americans are very insular, speaking from an island in the South Pacific. I think they should know that, especially with Mr. Hague in the country. And they don't tend to take things from anywhere else except America. Although there have been exceptions. Andy Cat, for instance, is in the United States. But I don't know whether it will go or not.
Footrot Flats cartoonist Murray Ball talking to James Weir.